are my glasses? I can't read our intro. Okay, there we go. I'm blind. Welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea. Hello.
Hello, Cooper. Hello,
Nicole Napolitano. Hello.
Teresa.
Woo. Teresa. Nicole.
I'm so happy to be here with all of you.
Me too. Hi, everybody.
So before we get things going, I want to take a second to say thank you to you guys, the listener, the thousands of you who've subscribed to our show and who've supported us right from the very beginning. It means the world to us, truly. If you like the show, please tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your family. We don't care. The show's free. You can download it. Nothing in this world is free anymore. And it would mean a lot to us if you spread the word that we're here. Because if it wasn't for you, we'd just
absolutely
be three
thank
idiots.
Thank you. And we've been getting the best feedback.
And we're so grateful.
And we're
thank
so grateful.
You so much.
And the most amazing feedback from everyone.
An incredible fan. So supportive. We're so grateful and blessed. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Your fans are amazing. They've friended me on Twitter, a lot of them. And I get to talk to them. And
amazing.
It's,
JW, don't you love him?
Love him and Bonnie.
And Bonnie, his wife. Oh, they're so great. Everybody is just awesome.
Yeah, they've been really supportive and really kind. And I like that they're out spreading the word for us. And they're just, you know, it's like having friends.
Yeah.
It's hard when you get older to make new friends. And then suddenly you find that you have friends. And then some of them are on social media. And they're just as good to you as your friends that you see for coffee are.
Absolutely.
You know, and
so supportive.
Yeah, your fans have been amazing. And I'm
thank
so grateful.
You.
So.
And Christina Bell,
oh,
our adopted niece.
Amazing.
And I'm going to make it clear to everyone. She is the sweetest kid. She calls us, we have all adopted her into our family, from my friends to my mother to Nicole, and she has just been our number one fan.
She's
since
incredible.
We started.
Biggest
she's,
heart, sweetest
she's
soul.
She's the sweetest kid, sweetest soul, and we love her. A little shout out to my Christina. And now
we have fans from the UK coming in next week to see us.
Ooh.
The Alberti twins,
yeah.
They're coming in. So we have, it's amazing. Our cousin's dear friend was just in.
Oh my gosh, how wild. Listen to this, Cooper, and I'll show you the picture afterwards. My cousin's,
you know, we're
best
seen in the UK, Australia, and Ireland.
Bravo. Bravo is all over?
Yeah, it's all over.
Oh,
like when we were on the cruise for Easter, we had a lot of fans from the UK that were on the ship.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they'd come over to us. We're from the UK. We love watching you. Now our cousin's best friend,
Michael, was
in Sweden. And he took
airport.
A picture of us at the airport.
And with subtitles.
With subtitles.
In Swedish.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
That's so amazing.
And
he sent
took
it
a
to
picture
us.
Of it. And there I am saying, blah, 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 Angela's on Mulberry Street. In Sweden. I'm like, oh my God, we're in Sweden in the airport.
Wait, Teresa, I love it. They still plug Angelo's.
Yeah, yes, exactly. That was the only thing we understood. Angelo's on Mulberry Street.
I was saying, oh, I have a restaurant, Angelo's on Mulberry Street. So,
that's so funny.
The subtitles. It's amazing. Yeah, so that.
But we do
so
have amazing fans. And I have to say, even just being away last week and wherever we go and people ask to take pictures, and they're like, I'm so sorry to bother you with your family. I'm like, it's never a bother because we're so grateful. Just all the great
people.
Because
without fans, you're nobody. Fans make you who you are. You have to appreciate them.
And they're so
them.
Supportive. And we're grateful for them.
Yeah, we're so grateful.
I think the hard thing being on a reality show like you guys are, you know, if you're an actor, you play roles. So people don't really know you. They know the roles you play. I mean, they might watch you like on interviews, but they don't really know you. You know, same thing with musicians. I mean, you hear the music. You know nothing about the person other than the music.
Right.
And then even if they didn't write their own music, then you really don't know them.
Right.
But with you guys, you're you all the time. So people that get to know you.
Right.
You know, that they like you and their opinions are about you. That must be really tough. Like, I'd rather be an actor and hide behind something and be like, oh, that asshole? That's not me.
I agree.
No, I love when today people, like, I love when people come up to me like, oh, Nicole, I love you. You're so sweet.
You are and almost then, sweeter than she is.
And then, like, Teresa will be standing right next to me and, like.
No, because I have to be honest with you.
I ignore you?
No.
That was just today.
Can you imagine if they're like, oh, Nicole, I love you. And you are?
Yeah, and you are. And you are. Oh,
you're
twins
so sweet.
No, I have to be honest with you. I think reality TV could be very difficult at times because, let's face it, it's reality TV and there's a lot of editing. So, I mean, yeah, there's not a lot, but there's so many hours.
Right.
There's so many hours and then they condense it into only,
sometimes
what, an hour show? And you don't
see
all
of
it. And I think a lot of, with TV, they like to show a lot of the horrible parts and the dramaful parts and the nasty parts. And then you look like some crazed person and So I think it could be a little difficult. Like a lot of people say, you guys are so much, you're so different in person. Like
right.
You could get a glimpse, but yet, I don't know.
You see more of the sweeter side of us in person.
Right. And trust me, right, I'm so far true. From perfect. I mean, as sweet as I am, yeah. as if, oh my God, if I can't stand you, then I just really can't stand you. I am so real to the point of I love, and mm-hmm. Like don't cross me, because then I just have no patience and you go bye-bye in my world. But I think that what people said was, the feedback I got from our friends was that, and probably Nicole, because you are a little, I feel, and I've said this before, more comfortable in front of the camera. People said we really got to see Nicole for who she is. Like seeing Nicole on TV, she really is that way. Teresa, I don't know what it is, but, and these are my best friends,
right.
My best friend, Dawn Lazara. She said, I don't think, and she was telling even one of the producers from Bravo, she said, I just don't think they even got a glimpse of who you are. The person that you are, it was so different than what they showed of you. So to me, I said, I think maybe because I am a little bit more closed, maybe it took me a while. And so to me, I think the way...
Again, I wear my emotions on my shoulder.
Right.
Like, I show everything.
I think they could have showed a lot more with me and you, a lot more we've done.
We've had so many fun times.
But, you know, according to E, because I know, and obviously I know because of you guys, but E finally said that you guys were going to be doing part of the Christmas special with the...
Yeah, definitely.
It's
actually
October 11th that's coming out.
I thought it was Christmas, and now they made it October 11th.
They keep calling it a Christmas special. Okay, it's October 11th. Okay,
now
so tell us what it is. What is it?
A month earlier. It's actually Joe Giudice's show, and with all his girls, mm-hmm. and with Teresa being away, and... it's his show. So he filmed with a lot of the housewives, you know, his sister-in-law.
And the kids.
And, Teresa and I and Reno, we went by to see the kids,
like I
told you.
It was the last day. I really wish there were no cameras that day, to be honest with you.
Because?
I don't know. I'm curious to see the way they're going to edit this now. I'm curious.
Right.
No, not edit. I don't mean that.
I think it
would have
just been nice to spend time with the children.
I want to see the way everything is going to come out, and after hours of being there, what they're going to show. We had a really busy day. Once again, you know, we have crazy schedules at times, Nicole and I.
We went to go see Kronk in the city that morning.
So we had to
run
up.
From the Patriots.
Kronkowski, the football player.
Oh, that's a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a big football player.
He's
awesome.
A huge
I don't know
football
My kids love
player.
Football.
So we had to go meet him and, you know, bring the kids to meet him. So we had to run to the city from New Jersey. Then we had to go back to North Jersey. You know, it was a crazy day.
To film this thing with Joe
and
the kids.
And I have to be honest with you,
I did not realize
I was going to be filming. So that kind of ticked me off, to be honest with you. And I guess, you know, when it comes closer to the time, we thought we were going to go see the girls. No, but to be, this is going to be really interesting to talk about, Cooper, when it comes closer to the time, once October comes and once they do show what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot to talk about, because to me, I was just surprised. I didn't know we were going to be filming. I wasn't told from Bravo we were going to be filming. Mm-hmm. My husband is very close with Joe Giudice, and he's done some filming with him. Like, he was at the restaurant show, filming his show. I think Reno was in it a few times there, maybe
once. It's coming up this Sunday.
October 11th.
It'll be the Sunday, because it's today's October 3rd.
Yeah, October 11th. But I have to say,
I
think
October
it's 6th. Going...
Today's the 6th.
Today's
the 6th.
I think it's going to be awesome, because it's going to show Teresa and her talking to Joe. And I think it's great, because...
I think it's great. I'm excited for their show, because...
You're going to get to see how well the kids are doing, what a strong family they are, mm-hmm. how awesome and how strong Teresa is in prison, and kudos to her. I think she's doing, you know, magnificent from what I hear. And the children,
and Joe is just an amazing father. I'm impressed. When I see great
and how
dads,
that family, and right. it just goes to show you what a strong family they are, that they stuck together, and they're all staying positive. I think it's great for all the fans to see. Thank God how beautifully they're doing.
I agree.
And what an awesome dad.
Exactly.
Joe has been through this all.
Right. What I was saying is, it would have just, once again, I was so excited just to go there and see them and have a, you know, a nice dinner and barbecue and see the kids and see Joe. I was a little taken back. I knew they would, finishing up filming. I really didn't know
That you were going to be filming there that day.
That we were going to be mic'd. And once again, if there's one thing I say is, I thought maybe my husband was going to, you know, they were going to maybe have him with Joe. I really didn't think we were going to be mic'd. So it was kind of a surprise for me.
Was there hair and makeup there?
No.
Oh, no.
So you show up wearing or looking like however you're
number
looking.
Number one, we looked pretty because we were in the city before with Kronk.
For the Kronk thing.
And I have pictures on Instagram, a little pink skirt and, you know, a short little lace top I had. Mm-hmm. And it was very pretty. You know, of course, Nicole and I, we were in the city with my, you know, Reno and the kids. And we all, you know, Nicole and I, Reno was driving. We had a drink before. It was a little stressful because we were running around. It was a very hot day. So to me, I kind of felt like, oh, my God, I'm so warm. I'm so hot. And then all of a sudden we got there and they're sticking mics down my shirt. I was like, oh, God. Once again, there's alcohol involved. And I was like, oh, God, I would have never had a drink before we came here. We had lunch before. It was a long, crazy day. And Nicole knows what I'm talking about. There's a little arguing in the car. I mean, Reno was pissed that we had to go to the city.
Right.
You know, Giovanni and Anthony, it was Joey, wanted to go see Kronk.
Yeah, it was a stressful
day. They wanted to see
the
football player. So we were kind of all over the place. And then we get there and I'm like, you know, and I...
And it wasn't due to me. It was all you.
Right.
So I can't wait to see it then because I want to see.
I'm going to see once I get out of the car, like, oh, here I am.
If they're going to show you guys being like, hi, or like, ugh.
No, we were high because we were
excited
to see the kids.
To see
we
the girls.
I was so excited.
I love
to see
those
them.
Girls. They are precious. I cannot get enough
I
of them.
I just like real. I like to just see the kids. And Joe, I just, like I said, you know, cameras are great when you kind of know and you're getting paid for it. You know, to me, you know, it's not fun to be mic'd and filmed. And, you know, I'd rather just have had an authentic day where I could just, you know, I couldn't wait for the cameras to be off. I couldn't wait to be unmic'd. That was just me. I just
you guys probably
like,
know better than like most.
Authentic, you know? It's like I want to see the kids. I'm there to see the kids. I'm there to have a barbecue. I wasn't there. I didn't think I was there to do a finale, you know? And that was Bravo's, you know?
Right.
I was a little ticked off with them. You know, I thought I was really, my husband's like, okay, we're going to go see them. I was excited to just, you know, have a barbecue and just have a good day.
Right.
Not,
it was just
a
relaxing.
Not to make it a business, you know? Right.
And Reno has filmed with Joe in the past for his show.
So I really just
it was
thought,
just, all right, Reno will film if he
really,
does
it.
Right.
I really thought they were going to have conversations with the guys. You know, Teresa wasn't there. I didn't think they were going
to. You were just there to bring the kids and to see the girls.
And then, you know, people, you know, I can't wait to see it. Then people probe and dig. And then you have people asking questions, you know, because, of course, you know, that they want to get you started. So what happened with this? It's over with Teresa. You know, we had our issues. Like
they're still asking
else,
about that? Oh, geez.
You know, people were asking and then people were, you know, asking about this and that.
I will ask you about one thing just because I love when you guys are here because I love when you take the rumors that we've been hearing and you're like, oh, this is ridiculous. Because here's the latest one about your friend Joe Giudice?
Yeah, Giudice.
Everyone says Giudice. It. Potato, potato. Yeah.
According to Radar, they're saying that he has been so stressed out about being a single dad that he really hasn't been great to his kids, that he curses and yells at them,
so
that
not true.
Adriana was left in the bathtub, the water overflowed,
not
threw the light fixtures in the kitchen, and Teresa's mother and father were there, and it was just, he was a crazy person yelling.
No truth. I have to even stop you. I won't even listen to Radar Online. I've seen Joe a few times with those girls. He is a magnificent father. He's there for them. 100%. He will not raise his voice. He communicates with them. I see how he is with
Gia.
He's very
loving.
He's so loving. I talk to Gia on the side. We have our conversations. And I remember hearing a story as well about at their Tom's River house, and they were yelling in the street. There was no truth to that whatsoever. Joe would never raise his voice.
Radar Online sucks. I gotta tell you, what is up with them? There's no credibility. I don't understand how these reporters could just write whatever they want. Because that's another one that's had said things about us, too, in the past. They have no credibility. Where are they getting this from? Oh, okay. They're saying that this happens in a house when it was only family was in the house.
Says.
Okay.
As long as they say a source says, but absolutely no truth to that.
But see, that's why I told you.
No
it's
way.
Always about Us Weekly. And I have interviewed celebrities who have said to me, if you hear anything about me and it's from any source other than Us Weekly, it didn't happen. Like, even they
say
that Us Weekly
is pretty good. Like, we have Jen over there, and she was always wonderful. with us.
They're really careful. Jen Perot
from Us Weekly. Yeah. Right. She was wonderful. She had asked me a few questions about, you know, when I was dating someone and then we had broke up. And she kept on saying, can I run a story? Can I run a story? And I said, no, please just respect. I don't want to, you know, run a story about my breakup or this or that or me breaking up. And she respected that. And she never ran the story. She emailed me a few times. And I and she always said, no problem, Nicole, XO, Jen. So I respect her for
you
that.
You know what I heard, though, what's so crazy? Like, even when that story...
Did you hear anything about me?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was hoping maybe there was a rumor about me. I was like, let's talk about it. What I do?
Oh, she was screwing some guy in the backseat.
Was he cute?
He was really good looking. Yeah, let's start making up stories about each other.
He was a girl.
No, but...
In the backseat of a car or in my backseat?
In your backseat. Oh, that was good. That was good.
Because that I want to hear about.
That was good. No, but you know what's so amazing when I heard? That they actually... As crazy as it sounds, like they get paid. Like they'll give people money. I guess to some people, like, wow, $100 is, I don't know, going to make their week
or
something.
I heard 500.
100, 500. Pay. And people will do anything for a dollar today. They're disgusting. I have no patience for stupid people like that.
It depends on what the information is. Like I have a friend at Us Weekly. It's his job to acquire the really scandalous stuff. Like that video of Michael Jackson's hair going on fire. He's the one that acquired that.
Oh, really?
When Leanne Rimes was first cheating and dating Eddie Cibrian and they were like hiding places. Somebody had a video of them and sold it to this friend of mine at Us Weekly. And obviously that story was true. So it's his job to acquire something if it's like firsthand like that. Mm-hmm. Like they'll fly you somewhere. They'll fly you to New York or L.A. to, you know, get some exclusive stuff out of you.
Investigative stories.
Yeah, they like to investigate. Yeah, that kind of thing.
It's amazing what people do. Wow. But hey, listen, that's real. If they're going to get video, okay, fine. So it's
hey,
real
listen,
stuff.
I buy the magazine when I'm at the supermarket.
Right.
But
when I'm online,
say, oh,
you know,
happens,
if there's like a good, catchy, juicy story, I'm guilty of it.
You know, I write for the Fashion Police.
Really?
Oh.
Nene Leakes is doing Fashion Police now, I heard.
She's doing the TV one. She's not doing the
TV.
Right. Yeah. She's doing
awesome.
I do the Us Weekly one. I've been doing it for years. So it's in the back of it. In the very back, the last page, there's Fashion Police Extra, and then the second to last page, if a celebrity shows up somewhere wearing a ridiculous outfit, we make jokes about it. So I'm in, we there's a bunch of us writers, and we all write every other week. That way you get fresh jokes, so you're not writing the same stuff every single week. Yeah. So
what about Who Wears It Better? I love that, too. 60%,
I don't do that one. 40%.
That's, who Wears It Better?
I like that one, too.
And I like that one.
That's not under my guy. No,
My
umbrella is basically Who Looked Terrible.
Who
Fashion
looked terrible.
Police. Yeah.
Fashion Police. Okay, now I have to start looking for you. Perfect.
Yeah. And my little face is there. There's a little picture of me, like my little face.
Oh.
And then it'll say Lawrence, and it'll have my joke.
That is cute. Now I'm really going to look for it.
Yeah, you should look for it. Because I have friends who are like, are you still writing? I'm like, well, I'm writing jokes.
Hell yeah. Fashion Police.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hello. So speaking of celebrity stuff, I don't know if you guys have kept up with any of the Sex and the City girls, but they're all very busy. So Sarah Jessica Parker is back, and she's doing another, she's back on HBO.
Doing?
They just started filming. It's something where it's her and Thomas Hayden Church from Ned and Stacy and Wings.
Okay.
Okay, he hasn't been on television in like 15, 20 years.
Okay.
He plays her husband and they are going through a divorce. So I don't know what the name of the show is, but the concept is it's the two of them. They're a couple and a lot of crazy things happen and it's about them. We watch them split up. We watch their divorce happen. And I guess it's a comedy? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard to say. It's HBO, so it's going to be really like...
HBO,
they'll be,
right.
Yeah, that's real dirty. And then she also has a shoe line.
Yes.
And it's not cheap. By the way, she's not putting out like Payless SJP. She's putting out...
She wore Manolas. You can't go from Manolas to Payless.
Exactly. They're not Manolo price, but they're also not Payless price.
Okay. I did hear something like that. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah, they're beautiful. You should see them. They're at Bloomingdale's.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
And they're made in Italy, so it's that really nice leather. And they're really... I was surprised at how much I like them. I was expecting like, another celebrity vanity line.
What's the price range on her shoes?
Like 300. Three to four.
It's fair. I mean, it's still high. It's not. Yeah. But I'm saying it's not like $1,200, $800, $300 is It is.
It's expensive for.
It is.
It's expensive for a line. Yeah. For someone who's not really a designer, who's trying to kind of break into it. You know, it's. But they're really good shoes. They're made in Italy, and their leather's amazing. Yeah, so I really like them. So that's what she's up to.
Okay.
And I don't know if you saw Kim Cattrall a couple of weeks ago, because I wrote about this for She Knows. You know, I write for them. So she came out and said that she was really offended that people were saying you're childless, like it's a negative thing. Like, not having children is a bad thing. She was being interviewed somewhere.
Right.
And she was like, people are always on me because I'm childless. Well, I'm a parent. I'm just not a biological parent.
Okay.
Because I guess she's an auntie. She's got nieces and nephews and stuff.
And I know a lot of people like that that don't have their own kids. And they have lots of nieces and nephews or friends' kids.
Yeah, and mommy and daddy, the two best friends. I mean... The Reichmans,
I was kind of upset by it because, first of all, as somebody in her 40s who doesn't have kids, nobody says a word to me about it ever. Nobody cares. And if they do, they're like, oh, you're child free. Like it's a positive like
thing.
Lucky you. But and I am like an auntie to my friend's kids, but I'm an auntie. I'm not a parent.
Right.
They are the parent. So I was really put off by Kim Cattrall saying, well, I'm just like a parent. It's like, no, you're not. You're not paying their tuition.
Right.
You know, you're not spending, you're not raising them every single day. You don't deal with.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly, you're right on that note. I wouldn't exactly call yourself a parent. I mean.
No.
But
I think it's insulting for people to say that to her. Like, you're not a parent or you're parentless.
Or
childless. Like, that's, I think that's insulting.
I think it's
to
just
bring
hurtful.
That up. It's hurtful. But
I happen to love Kim Cattrall. I think she's just so sexy and so great. I can't believe someone would even say that to her.
Now these days, it's like,
if you decide not to have kids, decide not to have kids.
2015, like that's not.
And you also don't know why somebody doesn't have kids. Do they choose not to have kids? Does she have?
They're not fertile.
You know, yeah, maybe she went into menopause early and she can't have kids. Maybe her husband at the time had a low sperm count. You know, some people can't afford it. Some people had miscarriages and they can't deal with the emotion of being pregnant yet again and losing another child. Mm-hmm. So you don't know why people don't have children.
Different circumstances.
But that's not the point she made. She was trying to make the point that if you are caring for a child, you can call yourself a parent because she has a lot of money. So one of the kids that she quote unquote supports, she does pay for their schooling. So she's decided that she's the kid's parent too. What do you guys think about that? I mean, as moms,
I don't want to judge her because maybe she really does. I just know as a parent comes a lot.
Maybe she's really close to that kid. Maybe she is a better parent than. The person's mother is. Maybe she has a closeness to the kid. She's obviously has a connection to the kid. She's financially taking care of the kid's tuition.
Right, yeah.
Is the kid in college?
I don't know. I didn't get the full story on it.
Whatever it may be, I mean, she's obviously has a connection to this kid. Maybe she does. I see some moms.
Parents. I mean, I don't necessarily believe. There are many people.
I see some biological moms that aren't such
great
moms.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to be the biological mom or dad to be the parent.
I think what Cooper was saying is that she felt it was kind of bizarre to say, I'm
it's
a
not.
Parent.
I think if you love that child and care so much for that child and is so supportive, do I think you have, I don't know. As a mother, sometimes I have a lot of pressure on me, you know, like I'm a single parent. Yes, I have Matt, you know, Anthony and Joey's father, who's an awesome father and he's there for them. But sometimes I feel like, you know.
You're still a single mom.
You're still
doing
they're with me all the time, 24/7. I feel like, you know, all the stress, like, oh my goodness, college is coming up and this and that. And like, there's just, it's always something.
But Nicole, what's the whole thing with the word parent? Like, why isn't it okay to just be a good auntie? Like, Teresa's a really good aunt to your
sons. I agree. I mean,
sons.
I would not want somebody calling, like, saying, oh, I'm Johnny's parent. No, I don't care how much you love
my
kid.
Well, maybe.
Why can't you just, I would kind of say.
Maybe her niece or nephew, maybe the parent isn't around. So that's why she's saying I'm parenting that child.
Okay, maybe. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that person doesn't have a great biological mom and she's more of a mom to that kid then.
Exactly.
No, but so why can't you just say I'm a great auntie? And as a great auntie, I do all this stuff. Because it almost seems like you can't be good to a kid if you're the aunt. Like, I don't understand. Like, I have plenty of friends that have kids that I am very good to, that I love being around. I would never say I was like the kid's parent, but you know, it's okay to be a good auntie. Like that's, that has its own value also.
It does, but maybe in her eyes, maybe it's her ego, maybe just to say, I don't know, it maybe makes her feel better.
I have to look into this. I want to see who the kid is.
I know, and how
I'm
much
gonna,
money she's giving this kid.
Yeah, I'm going to dig into it.
No, but then, and then, okay, so is
be
it
like, Mama.
She can parent me.
Exactly.
Mama.
Send me
mama
the check.
Mama needs a new pair of shoes. Mama.
But I don't think money makes a parent.
No,
that's the thing. Of course not.
Not
but that's the implication that because she's financially supporting.
Yeah,
it
seems as though, she's kind of taking over the parent
the role.
Right.
As a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was pretty lame.
I'm going to have to look into this.
And then Charlotte, the actress who plays Charlotte, she's busy saving elephants and rhinos and stuff. She has this, she has this great organization that she's always in Africa and she's always in wherever she has to go in order to help save these animals that are being almost extinct.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So
poachers.
She saves them. Yeah, she's really into it. What the heck's her name? The actress who played Charlotte. Why am I blanking on it?
I am blanking out.
I loved her. She was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And Teresa, you love elephants.
I love elephants. So I think I'm gonna have to really look into this and
Teresa
contact her.
Said, right?
Oh,
besides
elephants
giving
are my
birth,
favorite.
Going to South Africa was like the second best thing.
I couldn't wait to see elephants just right there in the safari. They are my favorite animals.
And you said going to
them.
South Africa was amazing.
It was because elephants are very special. They're just brilliant. They're brilliant creature.
Mm.
Very family, very loyal. I mean their memories that they said you could see like a baby elephant from like say 20 years ago and that elephant comes back into the tribe and they
know
remember
it.
Each
mm-hmm.
other.
Yeah.
Their callings and the way they just
Kristen
stick together.
Davis.
Kristen Davis.
That's it. Oh how
she
dare
was,
we forget her, my
I know.
God.
She was Nicole's favorite. I have to say Kim Cattrall was mine. And Sarah Jessica Parker, they were mine. You liked Kristen Davis.
Yeah, because I could relate to her. Like,
nobody ever likes Miranda. Like,
no, she was like the...
I have to tell you, she...
Wait.
No.
I can't say.
I mean...
What? I was going to say the ugly redhead, and then I'm looking at you and you have red
hair. I'm the ugly redhead now.
Are you crazy?
I'm teasing.
Are you crazy? She was pretty.
I have auburn.
Her hair is gorgeous red, but that's what she was known as, like the
she
short...
She was not.
Ugly.
Are you insane? Number one, I have auburn hair. Cooper has
hold
like
on.
A reddish
that was,
color.
That was
and
many
red hair is,
years ago. Red hair is very sexy, gorgeous, sultry. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying 20 years ago.
Yeah, Cynthia Nixon's role was to
was
not
known.
Be the glamorous one.
She was the glamorous one.
Yeah,
she wasn't, but she wasn't ugly. Nicole.
No, she wasn't ugly. She just wasn't.
You're right, glamorous.
Exactly.
That's the
glamorous.
Word. She wasn't glamour girl.
She was supposed to be representing the regular woman, the woman who was working, and she was a lawyer, and she had her own life, and she was independent like Teresa. You know, that's the whole idea. That was that she was supposed to be like all of us, because not back then, we weren't all glamorous and beautiful, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are making me seem like independent. Like I don't. I'm. It's great. I love to be called independent.
We're jealous,
but no, I'm just saying. I do love that. I just think you have to be.
It's a compliment.
With the right person.
I'd rather be you than pathetic and needy like
that. Or a couple of weeks ago, yeah, when we decided.
A couple of weeks ago, Cooper was teasing me. Like, we were saying we're pathetic and needy.
Okay, I'll just keep my title.
Keep your title. I'm going to take it from you.
Miss Pathetic and Needy Nicole over there. Are you dating anybody right now? You don't tell me anything other than yes or no. I'm just curious.
No, not right now. I mean.
I date, yes.
And I see someone.
You do? Okay, so somebody in particular. Because I was going to ask, like, how you meet men. Like, where are they?
Believe it or not, I really took the summer off. Like, I really didn't want to date because I had gotten out of a relationship that I was in for, like, 2 years. So now, like, I see someone. I'm fine with dating. But,
right.
Yeah.
But do you let, do people set you up or do men
people
find
always,
you?
I have to tell you, I have some amazing, people in my life. But
you have amazing.
Wherever I go, people are like, I want to fix you up with someone.
Or here's my business card.
I would love to take you out. So I have like a stack of business cards, but I haven't taken anyone up on it.
And you guys are very social. Like, you went to that Tiki Barber lounge. Yes. Like, you guys always go places. So there's probably men everywhere.
Yeah, and I went away to the Sagamore, and people come up and like, oh, my goodness, we would love to take you out on, you know, our boat
or whatever,
the day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, here with the family. And
I think we're so focused.
Right now I'm focused just
on
work.
Many business opportunities and business. And even just this podcast is so amazing and having fun, just really being laser focused on just
Eva's coffee over there.
I'm sorry, my coffee. I'm so sorry, my iced coffee. I had to take
Are we
going
to have
it.
An intervention?
Yeah, exactly. I know, she slurped it right
Put
into
the ice
mic.
Down.
I'm so sorry. So yeah, I have to say, right now I'm focused. I don't want anything serious right now. Like, I was in a relationship for 2 years.
Detract you from where you're going.
And I'm just laser focused on my business, my children right now.
But I think
my
you learned so much, like, not to waste time with jerks. You know, like, her ex just wasn't my favorite.
Oh, Teresa.
No, I'm just saying, I think you live and you learn. You're such a point where you're so much wiser.
I think I'm at a point in my life
where... You won't
where
waste your time. I'm your sister, and that's...
Now, I'm going to spend 24/7, it's seriously. Like,
right.
The only time I'm ever going to spend 24/7 and have that man around my children is the man that I'm going to marry next in my life.
Right.
That's it. Otherwise, I say to myself, why?
You know,
why
you have one dinner, when you could have so many?
And
like, I don't want that right now.
I really don't. I just want... time to myself. I want to really get to know Nicole again and just enjoy my family.
I think that's good because the relationship you were in definitely was really, it looked exhausting. So it's kind of nice that you are sort of focused on.
Give me an amen.
On, you know,
I think it was exhausting for me.
Yeah.
I can't just stand dumb ass people.
Right.
It was exhausting for me. I have to tell you. It was exhausting.
It didn't seem like the people around you did take a lot of... Well, it's the past. Let's not talk about it anymore.
The past is the past.
But you know what's so
great?
And now
I have amazing people in my life.
You have so many amazing just people around you, friends. Like, I have to say, I enjoy my friends. I love my friends. I love even, you know, I told Nicole, you have so many great guy friends.
Mm, mm-hmm. And I have one dear one who's so good. And
that's important.
Great. And
you have a really dear, guy friend. I won't mention his name, but he's such a good friend. He's a great friend to me. He's a great friend to you. We have fun with
him. He's amazing to my boys.
He's very thoughtful. He's very kind, very considerate, very compassionate. He has empathy, which is, I just think it's a little far and few between
empathy
today.
Is so important. Yes, you're right.
It is. To really have that.
It's a good quality.
As a woman, like, it's so special. It's so special to feel that, to have someone really care about you, not just themselves. We live in such a selfish world. Yeah. But on a good note, I always tell her, I'm like, oh, my God, Nicole, do you know how lucky you are? I'm like, you can kiss whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Well, so can you. You would just get in trouble for it.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't know. I used to say
we can all
that.
Just kiss if we want to.
We can kiss.
Frogs before
Does
you
somebody
want to
kiss me? I don't know, but now these days it's kind of like.
Can someone please kiss me? I want to be kissed. No, I think you always have to keep that like always alive in your marriage. I think sex is always so easy. Sex is easy. It's like, you know.
For women.
I'm just like a sexy kind of girl. I mean, no, that's, I think it's so, like, you're so, you can just, it doesn't matter, like, how old they are, or, like, just, you could be like, oh, my God, he's so cute. You could just, I don't know. I don't know.
We have to live vicariously through Nicole now.
I think it is. I think it's human nature.
I don't know. The older I get, though, I kind of look at it like, it's gross. Like, I just don't want to, like.
I'm not just saying kiss anybody. Ew. I'm just saying that if you, like, I don't know. It's just different.
I guess you're not getting where I'm coming from.
I'm talking about passion. I'm talking about if there's someone that you're dating. I don't mean just grab somebody and kiss them. No, you have to
have a
connection, Nicole. Gosh, she thinks I'm telling her just to go kiss anybody. I'm not
saying that.
Cooper, you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
It's like you can have kind of like, it's kind of like a kind of candy store.
That's right. All right, well, on that note, we've come to another end of this week's Girls in Heels. You can email us your thoughts and questions, girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to the men in our lives, our producers Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every single week. And thank you to Blog Talk Radio. If you like podcasts, they got lots of them. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm @CooperLawrence. Follow Teresa at Teresa A underscore R-H-O-N-J and Nicole at R-H-O-N-J Twins. Thank you so much, you guys,
thank
for another
you.
Wonderful
thank
show.
You. I love you,
great
girls.
Great day today. Love you, girls.
And
my
we'll
girls
be back
heels.
Next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you for downloading.
Thank you. Yay.